Gospels According to Love, audio, Matthew chapter 12, April 15, 2005. Jesus angers Pharisees. During that time on the Sabbath day, Jesus went through the cornfields. His disciples hungered, so they began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to Jesus, "Behold, your disciples do what is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." Jesus replied to Pharisees, "Have you not read what David did when he hungered, and those who were with David, how he entered into the house of love and they did eat the shewbread? It was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them that were with David, but only for the priest. Have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath, yet are blameless? I say to you that this place is one greater than the temple. If you will learn what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, and you will not condemn the guiltless. For the Son of Love is Lord even of the Sabbath day." When Jesus departed from there, he went into their synagogue. Behold, there sat a man having a withered hand. They asked Jesus, saying, "It is lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" The Pharisees sought to accuse Jesus. Jesus said to them, "What one is there of you that would have one sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, that will not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day." Then Jesus said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." He stretched it forth, and it became restored whole like the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel against Jesus, how they could destroy him. When Jesus knew their intention, he withdrew himself from them. Great multitudes followed him. Jesus healed them all. He charged them that they should not make him known. This happened so fulfilling that spoken by Isaiah the prophet, "Behold my servant whom I am chosen, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I will put my spirit on him, and he will show justice to the Gentiles. He shall not strive or cry, neither shall anyone hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench, until he sends forth justice into victory. In his name the Gentiles shall trust." They brought to Jesus was one possessed with hate, also blind and dumb. Jesus healed him, inasmuch that the blind and the dumb could speak and see. All the people became amazed, saying, "Is this not the son of David?" When the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow cast out hate by Beelzebub, the prince of hate." Jesus knew their thoughts. He said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself comes to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself does not stand. If hate casts out hate, hate is divided against itself. How then shall hate's kingdom stand? If I be Beelzebub, cast out hate, by whom do your children cast out hate? Therefore, if your children are your judges. If I cast out hate by the spirit of love, then the kingdom of love comes into you. How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except ye first bind the strong man? Then hate will spoil his house. Those who are not with love are against love. Those who that gather not with love scatter in hate. I say to you all, manner of blasphemy will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the spirit of love cannot be forgiven. Whosoever speaks a word against the Son of love, it is forgiven them. But those who speak against love are not forgiven in this world or in the world to come. Make a tree love, and the fruit will also be love. Or else make the tree hate, and the fruit will be the same. For the tree is known by the fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you be full of hate and speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good person out of good treasure of heart brings forth good things. An evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. I say to you, every idle word one speaks is given account thereof in the day of judgment. By your own words are you condemned. Then certain of the scribes of the Pharisees spoke to Jesus, Master, we would see a sign of you. Jesus answered them, an evil, adulterous generation seeks after a sign. There is no sign given to it but the sign of Jonas. As Jonas lay 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so the Son of Love will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. They shall condemn it. They changed at the preaching of Jonas. Behold, one greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up against in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. She came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, one greater than Solomon is here. When the hate comes out of one walks in dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then one says, I will return to my house from where I came out. When they return, they find the house empty, swept, and garnished. So they go and gather 7 other spirits more hateful than themselves, and they enter and dwell therein. The last state of the one healed is worse than the first. So it is even for this wicked generation. While Jesus yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood without desiring to speak with him. The one said to Jesus, your mother and brothers stand without desiring to speak to you. Jesus answered, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Jesus stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, my mother and my brothers are whoever does the will of love that is in heaven. The same is my brother, sister, and mother.